This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. In a challenging economy, manufacturers and consumer packaged goods companies need all the competitive advantage they can get. Today you're going to listen in as I speak to Ian Farthing, the Vice President of Corporate Services at Durell Industries, and Mark Otten, Manager of Applications and Development at Amerwood Industries, a Durell company. Durell is a world-class juvenile products, home furnishings, and bicycle company. Here they share how IBM Cognos software helps them make better, faster decisions and some lessons they learned along the way. Could one of you tell me a little bit about Durell?
Sure. Durell is a $2 billion public company, which is listed in Toronto on the Toronto Stock Exchange. We have operations all over the world, many countries in Europe, Australia, Japan, China, North America, obviously. We're not that well known, but some of our brands that we own are Costco, Safety First, Schwinn, Cannondale. So that's often how we introduce ourselves to people so they know who we are. 5,000 employees, quite diverse, and been around since 1962 and still growing and still acquiring companies going forward.
Great. What were some of the central pains or issues that your organization faced before IBM Cognos software?
Our issue was just getting consistent information, financial and non-financial data, not knowing if information was coming on a consistent basis across divisions, Excel all the time, made our processes inefficient. You know, we just knew that there was a better way to work, and so we decided to do a complete BPM solution and meeting some of the challenges that your group and, you know, your challenges also.
Our divisional focus was a lot around trying to sort through the tons and tons of data that we collect from our transactional system and helping people get better reporting and better analytics. Our drivers were taking the 300 or so reports that would go out to everybody at the end of the month, but were essentially three reports. But with all the different permutations, it drove a lot of paper, a lot of things that could go wrong in the report cycle.
I've heard you speak, and you talked about having the vision of having performance management at the executive level down to the warehouse floor. How far along are you with that?
Well, in the data we've identified where we want to be, our biggest challenge is now picking what's next. What's the next piece of information we want to collect? And the only limitation is our internal resources to make that happen. So in terms of satisfying head office, we're certainly right on track. Mm-hmm. That comment about satisfying down at the warehouse floor comes from the belief that the Cognos tool, just the BI tool on its own, is great at operational reporting. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with head office. In other words, we're not dictating to them what they should be doing with Cognos. We've told them, here's Cognos, they've got their own team, and they're using it locally. Mm-hmm. I think Mark's group is going to be there real soon. It's coming slowly. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I mean, we set reasonable timelines. And at some point, I firmly believe that the majority of our companies will be using Cognos as their tool, but it's not necessarily a mandate because I feel like we've already achieved that return on what we spent just by certain pieces of the company using Cognos in the way that they best see fit. So that's why I use that terminology from, you know, head office down the warehouse.
In terms of outcomes, can you give me a sense of time savings, reduction in costs, or just better decision making?
I've been to board meetings with the members of management and the outside board members. Mm-hmm. And it's just the fact that the CFO has access to information that's really real time, up to date. Mm-hmm. And he can talk about this division and that division and this customer and that customer in a way that's a lot more confident, backed up by data. And I think that's very powerful. Beforehand, he would have had to ask for, and someone would have to put together, and it was an ad hoc type situation, whereas now it's on demand. And I think there, in terms of efficiency, you can do a better job. So some of the statistics you see about finance groups spending 80% of their time collecting the information and 20% analyzing it, I think we're going to see a shift, you know, and really come around where it should be. And I think we've got a bit of that so far, mm-hmm. but I think that's another benefit that's still to come in terms of finance, having a better ability to spend more time analyzing and interpreting the data and less time just putting the data together. Yeah. So I think that's probably one of the benefits that it's subtle, but it's also very large.
I'm always interested in the user stories. Are there any eureka moments or just stories that really stick out in your mind where people were really amazed at what they were seeing?
Something real simple. We created this report called Year-to-Date Sales, and it just had all of our units on there. And it's year-to-date versus prior year, and we just made it available to all the executives. And I don't know why this one in particular was so exciting, but when they saw that every day they had such a date report versus prior year, I mean, by country, by customer, by SKU, they were just doing cartwheels. It was funny to see the reaction that the executives had when they saw this. And
it validates that we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it kind of just sets us up for the next, whatever next thing we decide to roll out. We just, you know, it's going to be another hit because it's going to be that much more information. Did you have a eureka moment?
Well, it was certainly a cool feeling when I started getting emails from people high up in the organization, both in my division as well as at Dorel, asking me questions about some of the reports they were getting. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was having an impact. I knew that people were taking it seriously. And so that felt good, and it made us kind of redouble our efforts and our enthusiasm to, you know, keep going and keep the momentum up.
Great. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the lessons you've learned along the way?
I think that having a core team that has the ability to start small and learn as they go is really key. Mm-hmm. Another lesson learned was that the tool is really not the limiting factor. The tool is the limiting factor for us, as Ian I think alluded to a little while ago, is just our resources within the core team to be able to take the input we get from the business users and from Ian and push those back out in terms of a product. So it's just really key that we've got to, be careful about our priorities and be careful about how we spend our time.
I think for me, lesson learned was, in terms of what we did right, I think what we did do right was we did a good job engaging a lot of people early on in the process and making them aware of what we were trying to accomplish and why we were doing it and how it would benefit them and how it would benefit Dorel, and I think we did that well. So I think that was not lessons learned as much as theory vindicated. So that I think great pride in that part.
Yes.
Terms of engaging people early on. I'm very proud of that part.
For more information on IBM Cognos solutions for manufacturing, please visit ibm.com/cognos/manufacturing.
Thousands of manufacturers worldwide trust IBM Cognos software to improve service levels, control costs, and better manage their supply chains. Use integrated reports, metrics, and plans to respond to customer and market trends, and increase the value of their SAP and Oracle data. Bring a new kind of intelligence to your supply chain management with performance management solutions from IBM. Visit us at ibm.com/cognos/manufacturing.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.